Back at it yet again here live, coast to coast. Just about 300 network outlets having fun, broadcasting all over this country. Got a good segment here yet again. Paxton Quigley joins us with cannabis healing. And I know, Paxton, you've got a dandy of a guest right now.
Well, I certainly do, Adam. And hello to all of our cannabis healing listeners. You may not know it, but September is Pain Awareness Month. So today, we're going to talk about chronic pain. And I know some of you have it all the time. And for some of you, you take all sorts of painkillers, and the pain doesn't really go away. But now, there's a compound in the cannabis plant that's actually been shown to alleviate pain. And this amazing compound is called CBD. Now, the important thing to remember, folks, is that CBD is non-toxicating. And by that, I mean CBD does not get you stoned or high. It's medical marijuana. It's medical cannabis. Now, chronic pain is very, unfortunately, very common. The National Institutes of Health has a figure that at least 26 million Americans experience daily pain, and that even more suffer from severe levels of pain. There's one group out there known to suffer from constant pain: athletes, especially professional athletes who have these punishing game schedules. And we know that prescription pain medication is addictive and doesn't always do the job. So today, our guest is a famous football player who unfortunately suffered from severe pain for years. He's going to tell us his amazing story. I'm proud to introduce the great Cullen Jenkins, defensive tackle with several NFL teams. And Cullen retired in 2018 and is now involved in the cannabis healing industry. Hello, Cullen, and welcome to Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley.
Hello, Paxton. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being on. Now, you had a long career, and a lot of it was in pain. Were you in pain most of the time? And what did you do in those early days to alleviate it?
Definitely in pain for a majority of my career, and many athletes are. When you play football, you know, that's just part of it. You play, you get beat up, you get, hurt, and especially being in the trenches, on the defensive line, 13 years of doing it, and that's also not even counting the 1 year that I got cut and ended up going to NFL Europe. So that was a long time of beating up the body, a lot of energy, a lot of injuries. So, what we would do most of the time is you find quick fixes for the pain, because you still need to be able to practice and you still need to play in the games, because if you're not available, then you're not needed. They'll find somebody else to replace you. So for us, we just, you would turn to Tylenol. Advil was almost an everyday thing for me, especially later in my career. And, when the pain would get more severe, you could turn to anything from, Vicodin, Percocet, muscle relaxers, all different type of things that we would take to try to get us through and just allow us to play the best. And, after games, after practices, you feel so beat up, you feel so torn down. Now you're going and having drinks and, mixing drinks with the pain pills and just trying to feel normal. And that's a big thing for athletes. You want to feel normal. And so you end up getting in this routine of taking these pills all the time, which is terrible for your body.
Now, how many athletes do you think today, let's say in the football world, are on painkillers, and how many of them now are quietly using medical cannabis?
I would probably say, 90% of the athletes take some form of painkillers, or, even if it's, for inflammation, some sort that they they take. And, you know, I'm not sure about, you know, how many, you know, use CBD. You know, now I hear a lot of people talk about it and, you know, it's been introduced, but I don't think a lot of people are comfortable with talking about it while they're still actively playing.
Because it's illegal, isn't it, in the NFL?
I don't know if it's illegal, but I don't know how it's viewed because I don't think you could test positive for pure CBD. But if it, you know, if the CBD would have any, you know, percentages or if it's not pure and ended up having THC in it, then you could test positive for that. And then, you know, so it's the stigma, you know, surrounding it that, and that's what we're, you know, and I hear you talk about it too as well. That's what we're trying to get changed. We're trying to get that stigma, you know, so people aren't looking at it as, you know, as THC, as getting stoned or getting high, because that's not what it is.
Now, when I understand that you're a part owner and a spokesperson for a CBD company called Fresh Farms out of L.A., when you tell some of your old buddies what you're doing, are they surprised?
Some are. You know, some are surprised and some aren't because, you know, just the whole movement of this. You know, I've had other teammates and, you know, other athletes that I've met that are involved in this movement as well. You know, just trying to find natural ways because, you know, the big thing for us and, you know, when I got involved in this company, it was kind of, you know, just it came at a perfect time for me because when I finished playing, I needed to do something as far as finding healthy ways to manage my pain because now I'm not playing football anymore. So why am I still taking pills? You know, why am I going to get Tylenol and Advil to get a quick fix? You know, for what? I don't have to go to practice anymore. I don't have to go play in a game anymore. You know, now I'm just covering it up for everyday life, and that's not what I wanted to do. You know, I didn't want to continue to do that, so I feel like I had to find a healthy way of dealing with it. So when I was introduced to, you know, Fresh Farm CBD and the company and what they were about, you know, it was just perfect for me, and I really liked it. I really liked, you know, the message that is promoting and the positivity and, you know, helping people get a healthier, you know, active lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that there's another person attached to to the company. She's a great female athlete, Cappy Pondexter.
Yes.
And did she get involved at the same time as you did?
She got involved a little after I did. And I had met Cappy a couple times when I went out, you know, doing company events and speaking interviews. And, you know, Kathy's a lovely woman, you know, and she's had a heck of a career herself. And, you know, she's came in and joined onto the team. And, you know, the products that she's promoting are, you know, awesome. She's got her own beauty line and, you know, promoting different, you know, things that reach out to women, you know, more specifically as well. So we're really excited about that.
Now tell me, what kind of products do you have?
Oh, we have everything from oils, you know, that you take orally, you know, to sports medicines, balms, things that are like equivalent to a Vicks vapor rub that you could put on your chest, you know, our sports balms are similar to like, you know, Bengays or Icy Hot type things, but all of these, you know, have CBD infused in them as well to help you get the benefits from that. And then, like I just talked about with Cappy's, you know, beauty line through the company, we're really expanding it and we're really trying to get, you know, and we've got, you know, some other things in the works too that we're trying to get to the market too as well. So, you know, it's really exciting because it's so many different products that you can get. And, you know, go to the website, you know, you can see all of these different products and lines that we have available.
Now, can you give us the website address?
The website address is freshfarmscbd.com.
That's easy. Now, I want to
yes,
ask you another question in terms, you said you got balms and you've got tonics and all these things. How many times a day would you say that you have to use the product?
I'm more into the oils. Mm-hmm. That's what I use the most often. And I take the oils almost every day. And I take they help me sleep, you know, as well, helping me relax. And so that's one of the big things that I also used to struggle with was, you know, not being able to sleep. And so I would always turn to NyQuil or Z-Quil or, you know, Tylenol PM, things like that. So I take the CBD oil almost every day, especially at nighttime.
It sounds good, and I hope people listen to you. I appreciate being on and for your courageous stance on this difficult and complicated issue. Hopefully we'll have you on again, and perhaps we can even have Kathy on.
Oh, definitely, anytime.
I want to thank our listeners. Tune in next week when we talk to Dr. Junella Chin. She's a well-known physician who practices integrative medicine with medical cannabis. And please stay in touch with me on Twitter and Facebook at Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Until next week, stay healthy and balanced. I'm Paxton Quigley.
Wow, what a great segment. Thank you so much, Paxton. Colin Jenkins, Super Bowl champ. We are right in the middle of it now. Loving it. NFL season, week two. God. Yeah, I know Colin played for the Packers, and he was so good with them, but he did get to play with my Giants. Gotta love that. Anyhow, more to come live here all over this great country of ours, living the good life. You just heard Paxton Quigley with another episode of Cannabis Healing. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.